We're joined on the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock, Greg Anderson. 6.525 seconds at 211.03 miles per hour. Greg, you saw some good conditions out here today. Did you think, you know, those numbers were going to be there? Or were you guys expecting maybe just a little bit better?
No, that's about what we expected. Everybody was asking me before the run, and I thought, you know, with the sun going down like it went, it hit in a hurry there, and you lick your chops when that happens, and you stand on them. And, you know, the conditions, the weather, the atmospheric conditions didn't change that much from the first run to the second run, but just the sun coming off the racetrack, that makes the racetrack all you can handle. And you know, we worked together some with Lanny McGleasy. That's the track guru out there, the track whisperer. And he basically was out there with his traction machine, and he had to quit doing it or he was going to snap the thing off, because the racetrack is basically maxing out the track gripper. So it's as good a racetrack as you'll ever get. And when you get conditions like that, you just need to throw everything you can at it. And we did, and it stuck, and it went right down there. By 6-7 thousandths, we got the pole. So it's a great equalizer for all the cars, first of all, because when you got a great racetrack like that, everybody can make a great run. So, you know, you need the thousandths. You need the last thousandths you can get, and I got it there tonight and got the pole for tonight. Tomorrow looks like every bit as good, if not better, weather conditions. It all comes down to what that sunshine does. If we get a cloud or two tomorrow afternoon, the cars will run faster yet tomorrow. So I don't think the pole is safe yet, but you know what? These are the kind of conditions we'd love to race in. You just absolutely love to come to a track where you can just give it everything you got. You don't have to tiptoe off the starting line. You don't have to, you know, back things down and take power away from the race car. These are fun times. You stage the car with a smile, and you let that clutch out, and you ram them gears, and hopefully that scoreboard lights up, you know, with the best ET of the round, and it did for me tonight. So it's a great day, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the weekend because we've got a great forecast, and it's just going to be a great racing weekend.
Does that help you relax?
It does, because, you know, you don't necessarily worry about the car shaking the tires or doing anything crazy like that. You know the car is going to make a good quality run, and even if you get a little bit out of the groove, it doesn't seem to matter much when you got a great racetrack like that. So it eases your mind, and then when you know that tomorrow is going to be just as good as today, if you do make a mistake tonight, you got a chance to make up for it tomorrow. So everything you could ask for. You want four qualifying sessions that are fairly equal, where if you do make a mistake, you can make it up the next time. So we've got that this weekend, and Sunday looks like it's going to be a great race day too. So there's no excuses. It's run what you brung, and hope you brought enough.
and it's on you.
It all comes down to the driver, because that absolutely equalizes the race cars. It bunches them closer together, and it puts more emphasis on the driver. So driver's gonna have to be ready.
For me,
great. Thank you.